Simon & Schuster Audio presents Little Bigfoot, Big City by Jennifer Weiner. Read by Emma Galvin, Keith Knobs, and Jen Ponton.
Prologue. The next stage. There were three judges on the next stage. The top-rated televised talent competition, in which singers and dancers, comedians and magicians, acrobats and ventriloquists, all competed for a $1 million prize. At 9 o'clock on a Saturday night in New York City, the head judge, whose name was Benjamin Burton, was standing on stage. Benjamin Burton was over 6.5 feet tall, with long, lean legs, and a thick head of glossy black hair. A mustache and a neatly trimmed beard covered his face from lips to neck. Dark sunglasses concealed his eyes. There was something faintly menacing about his posture, about the way he moved, and even more, the way he held still. With his head perfectly motionless, his body angled like a knife, posed like a wolf, ready to spring at its prey. A girl who played the accordion and sang country songs stood to his left. A breakdancing boy was at his right. Above them were nets filled with barrels of silver and gold confetti, and in front of them was a crowd of 5,000 people, all of them breathlessly waiting for the winner's name to be announced.
"Devin," said Benjamin, indicating the little girl. "Jaden," he said, and gave the boy's shoulder a squeeze.